Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Conscious Vibe Podcast,
where we elevate intellect through conscious dialogue
while exploring race, politics, business, and culture.
I'm Dr. Daryl L. Jones.
And I'm Charles D. Mitchell.
So, Charles, how you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing great.
Good. Good to see you.
You too, man.
So, man, we had a really rich conversation the last time we were together, and I'd love to pick up on it and just talk more about, you know, life journeys and where we feel like we are. And when we think about whether it's chill mode, sustain mode, growth mode, what mode do you feel like your life is in right now?
You know, it's an interesting question. And I've been thinking a lot about this lately because I'm being confronted with some realities of getting a little bit older. But I really do feel like I'm still in this, you know, I said this at one point earlier, I feel like I'm still in this learning and growing mode.
Okay.
Right. And I don't want to give that up. There's so many things that happen, you know, when you get to a stage in life where, particularly when you're trying to still be active and train. I mean, I gave up basketball a number of years ago, but I, you know, as you know, last year was really into doing these triathlons. Mm-hmm. And then I hurt my back. And so that's been an ongoing journey. Thought I was doing a lot better early in the year and sort of started to jump back into some heavier training, and boom, right back to actually a little bit worse with my back issues and quite frankly, some nerve damage. I actually spent some time with a surgeon yesterday, back surgeon, talking about some options for some pain relief. But yeah, and so, you know, that goes into this dialogue that sometimes I get from other people, which is, oh man, you're this age, you got to give that stuff up, you got to stop, you know, your body's not ready for that anymore, you can't train this hard, or you can't do that. And you know, for me, it's a mindset, you know, about still wanting to experience things. You know, basketball is a different thing. It's like just the wear and tear and the, you know, what you're doing to your body. There is a lot more about the contact that's involved in that, right? But in terms of like wanting to be active and do things like, you know, the triathlons, I don't necessarily need to do an Ironman and, you know, bike 110 miles and, you know, run a marathon, but at least being able to put yourself through these paces of trying to see what you can do from a physical standpoint. And then beyond the physical piece, stretching and growing your mind too, because I think a lot of what we do physically has a lot of our mental perspective wrapped up in it. You know, our bodies are really focused on what our mind tells us what we can and cannot do. And I think the same thing can be said for what we can experience in other forms of life, whether it be work, career, you know, what are the things we're trying to accomplish and the things we want to do? Mm-hmm. And so I think there are a lot of opportunities still, you know, in my life for me to approach aspirations and goals from the same level of, you know, zest and same type of commitment to what I want to, how hard I want to work or how hard I want to drive towards something. As perhaps I was in my, you know, my 20s and 30s, sort of like the end goal may look a little different because mm-hmm. I have different and deeper perspective about what that is. But at the same time, it's still rich in terms of what those outcomes could be and the value around those and how meaningful it can be. So, you know, learning, growing, still pursuing, still trying to challenge myself, my mind, my body, my spirit, because that's important too. All those things are still top of mind for me. So I feel like I'm in a mode of trying to find the best way. And I'm going to go back to a word that we tend to wear out, but I think it's always relevant, which is, you know, those things are flourishing for me.
Yep.
And keeping that top of mind and not losing sight of that, and still making a core focus.
No, I think, you know, we can't talk enough about flourishing, because that question really, to me, the answer lies within the filter of flourishing. So again, if we talk about chill, sustain, and growth, and I think about, you know, financially and intellectually, definitely in growth mode. And that's not going to change as long as I'm on this earth. That's how I'm looking at that.
Right there with you.
But I also think when it comes to maybe spirituality and then physicality, to your point earlier, you start to realize where you are, you know, in terms of, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not tipped
on it. If you
don't,
people will tell you.
Right, yeah. But at the same time, I'm definitely in sustain mode. You know, I work out 5 days a week. Spiritually, I'm always focused on evolving. So I would sort of categorize those maybe as sustain mode. I'm not trying to get any weaker around the body, but at the same time, I've got a really nice routine that I'm enjoying, and it feels good. As it relates to socially, that's probably the one area where I may shift into chill mode. I'm not necessarily trying to add crowds to my social circle,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
If anything, might be filtering some folks out. At the same time, it's allowing me to flourish. So there is an aspect of supporting growth as it relates to flourishing by chilling in that social zone. So I think any of those aspects of flourishing support growth overall, but they may have different modes in and of themselves that allow me to do that. You know, and I think as it relates to, we talk a lot about, you know, intellectual growth. I think I found more growth there, honestly, Charles, the more liberated I become financially. So there's definitely a connection. And this is not about, you know, being money hungry or anything of that nature, but we have to be real around what financial wealth can do for us, right? And especially folks that look like us.
Yeah.
And our ability to sort of dictate our journey to an extent and live a rightly guided life. And we know that finances matter.
Oh, yeah.
So I am focused on that. I've loved being able to create my own schedule, not be a slave to the rhythm of corporate America, but at the same time, understand the value of, you know, financial freedom and wealth. So I think it's an awesome question, man. I think growth comes in many forms, but I always look at those five filters of flourishing, and they're the five that I use to think about whether I'm growing or not.
Yeah, so, no, I love all that, because I think it, you know, for sure, you know, your finances dictates in my mind how you get to move. And again, you know, I think it's important to put context around that, you know, because what you and I talk about, we have these conversations a lot. We talk about money and finances and wealth, not in the context of what we want or need from a consumer standpoint,
correct?
Right? Things, material things. That's not the point of it at all. You know, it's really about being able to fortify a lot about who you are and what you're about, and not compromising in any of those things, right? And certainly someone could make the argument, well, you don't need to have a lot of money to like to move in that direction if you are really grounded in certain values, but that's not the point. I think a lot of times people do compromise because they feel like they have to.
Yes.
And I often think that sometimes when people don't look at what finances can do for you, and it's different for everyone, right? Right? How you manage your lifestyle can dictate, you know, what financial sustainability and freedom means for you. You don't have to have multi-millions sitting somewhere.
That's absolutely right.
You really don't. You could live a really modest lifestyle and have the same amount of freedom, right? And so I think that's really important to understand. I think being in that mode also gives you a lot of different options in terms of how you, one, develop relationships, but two, the things that you bring into your life, but more importantly, the things that you let go.
It's just as important.
Just as important.
No, I'm with you, man. I think you touched on something too, that the financial aspect of flourishing is critical, and it's not just self-serving, because oftentimes intellectual capital is required to help add value to others, but also sometimes that takes financial wherewithal as well.
Oh, for sure.
Right. So I think that's also important. It's not just about, you know, trying to make money or be financially well for yourself, but it's also so you can serve a greater cause at the same time. And I think, I know you're focused on that. I'm focused on that, have been in the past. There was a time I was never happier, man, when I formed a 501c3 in Chicago while I was employed at Nike. And I did it on my own. And I brought two of my close buddies in as well. And it was called the E5 Foundation. We were focused on skill development for marginalized youth in Chicago. And we had partnerships with Whole Foods, Chicago Public Schools, Upward Bound. And that required funds, man. You know, nobody was saying, here, man, here's some dollars, go get it started. Mm-hmm. And we never made a dime, right? But we found ways to create connective tissue that allowed kids to have some really valuable experiences all the way down the daycare and understand what nutrition was through the eyes of Whole Foods. And that required some funds. So I think the financial thing has a lot of legs to it, a lot of arms and legs to it. And it's not all about just trying to, you know, go get that next car, or next house, or what it is. It's also trying to add value to other folks' lives as well. So
I think it's a lot less about that these days.
Yeah.
It really is about how to change and add value to other people's lives and create opportunity. I think that's really big. And I think without resources, those things, I don't want to say they're impossible, but resources drives everything.
Yep.
And without them, it makes anything you try to do much harder.
Absolutely, man. So I think, you know, it's probably a great place to sort of dog ear this conversation. And maybe we can pick up next week and talk a little bit more about this concept of flourishing that we sort of tickle throughout the other three or four conversations and really press on that a little bit more the next time we get together. So
I look forward to it.
Yeah. So thank you for joining us on Conscious Conversations. Thank you for joining us.
And check us out on tcvpodcast.com.